This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Make half of your plate fruits and vegetables, and don't forget the dairy.
You're watching Texas 360, and we're here at the beautiful El Conquistador Resort in Puerto Rico, shooting the Houston Texans cheerleaders 2015-2016 calendar. But let's shift back to football. Rookie minicamp has come and gone, and we caught up with some of the Texans' 2015 draft class.
Right now, all I can do is control what I can control, and that's going out there, you know, listening to the coaches, you know, getting in my playbook, and doing all I can, you know, to help make an impact on the team. I'm just getting here, so I can't really say what I'll do, but only thing I know I'll do is just try my best. I mean, if I knew, I wish I had an answer, but right now, I'm just blessed to be here. I believe everything happens for a reason, and me being in this locker room is just good to me enough.
Well, my goal right now is to make the team, so I'm trying my hardest to compete this weekend.
Alongside six-round draft pick, I say six-round, but it shouldn't have been the sixth-round, Christian Covington from Rice University, and we've already hit it off. He remembers me from Pro Day when I was there to time him and test him and see all those great things he was able to do. First question, Kristen, first of all, being in the locker room, being a Texan, what's that feel like?
It's a dream come true. You know, I'm happy to be here, happy, you know, to be able to have the privilege to be selected by an organization such as the Houston Texans. And, you know, to be in this locker room, to be at this facility, you know, it's as I said before, it's a dream come true, and I'm ready to put the work in.
You sort of pinch yourself. I went to Rice, and then you end up in Houston. You get the Houston connection. I know you're Canadian, and we know that, obviously, that blood runs thick. But you're back here in Houston, your young adult home, to be here. What does that say about just the progress coming from Rice, coming over here? Just you can stay consistent. Maybe you don't live in the same place, but you can at least be in the same city.
No, that's a great thing. You know, for a lot of incoming rookies, you know, that sense of security, that sense of that outside sense of comfortability outside the actual NFL team. You know, that's something that a lot of guys, rookies, have to learn and get comfortable with when it comes to getting used to the new team and their new city and whatnot. For me to be able to, you know, have an opportunity to play for the team that was just right down the street from my university, that's a blessing in itself.
You and I had a chance to talk after Pro Day, and we talked about, hey man, wouldn't it be cool if you ended up with the Houston Texans? And then the words J.J. Watt came out of your mouth, and I remember walking away thinking, man, it'd be really cool if Christian came here. Mm-hmm. But in the back of your mind, did you think, I don't know, it can't be Houston?
No, during the draft and whatnot, there comes a point in time as a player, you know, you want to just hear your name called and whatnot. And, you know, the fact that it was the Houston Texans that actually made that name, that actually called my name, you know, it felt that much more better knowing that a team like that, you know, they went out of their way to be able to pick a guy like me. So I'm forever grateful for them. I'm looking forward to the journey ahead.
I know a lot of people want to know, I saw you at your Pro Day, you look fine, but how's the health? You going to be able to full go everything, nothing holding you back?
No, sir. I'm set to go. I'm ready to go.
Christian Covington, Rice University, an owl is in the building, and that's a good thing.
Good stuff from Christian Covington. Coach O'Brien met with the media this week and had this to say about him and the rest of the rookies.
We talk to the rookies. The first thing that we talk about is, you know, basically since the end of their college season, they've been somewhat of a man without a country, meaning, you know, they hired an agent. A lot of these guys hired an agent. The agent placed them maybe in a workout facility. You know, they were kind of making sure that they were taking care of their own skill set as it relates to the combine, those types of drills, the Senior Bowl, and all those things. So the first thing that they need to do is realize that they're back to being part of a team and what it means to be a Houston Texan. And so we talked to them a lot about that. And then as it relates to specifically this weekend, they're really here to learn our system, to learn how we do things, to kind of get on our program. You know, this is the way we meet. This is the way we walk through. This is the way we practice. And really, they don't have time for anything other than that. And the first thing they need to do is basically make the team and learn their role and then create some value for themselves on this team, but making sure that they know that they're part of a team. They're not here on a field trip to Houston. They're here to be the best football player they can be, which will help our team and learn what it means to be a Houston Texan. This is an evaluation weekend. You know, it's a really good opportunity for us as a coaching staff to watch these guys perform in the drills and the schemes that we're going to ask them to be in, meaning, like, what is their fit? How do they move? What's their athletic ability? what is their ability to take the information from the meeting to the walkthrough, and then obviously to practice to really understand what we're trying to do? You know, how do they learn? That'll help us in maybe figuring out how to teach them better or teach them in different ways. So, you know, it's an evaluation weekend on movement skills, athletic ability, their ability to pick the schemes up, their ability to learn. You know, the other thing that's big, John, is, you know, they've been in a mode. Most of these guys, you know, they can wake up when they want to, go work out, maybe catch some lunch, you know, then go back, do a little bit, maybe play some video games, you know, whatever they're doing. Now they're into it. They've got to get into a consistent routine. You know, what time do you wake up in the morning? You know, set your alarm clock for whatever, 5:30, 5:45. Let's get over here early. Get a whirlpool treatment. Get some extra film work. Maybe an extra meeting with the coach. They've got to get into a consistent routine. That's part of the weekend, too.
After the break, we hear from one of the newest members on the team, Vince Wilfork, right here on Texans 360.